Welcome to the Ancient Peace Archive. I'm DJ Frederick. The Ancient Peace Archive features a blend of New Age, Christian, and spiritual music for your journey from the Jesus People era and beyond.
Thank you. I don't know what to do.
Well, hello and welcome to the Ancient Peace Archive. I'm DJ Frederick. I like to play a lot of lesser-known spiritual music from the past, four or five decades. Some music that was released in small quantities and that was only heard by a small segment of radio listeners back in the day. Or music that really didn't even get much exposure at all. All right, that was Blessed Hope with a song called So Much from 1974. And we started off with Bruce Cockburn From the album In the Falling Dark, we heard the instrumental piece Water into Wine. I'll be back with more of the Ancient Peace Archive right after this.
Most kids take their piano lessons at school or at a neighbor's house, but Hazel Scott was always a bit above chopsticks. You're on the Sound Beat. Hazel Scott was a child prodigy, playing by three and improvising on the keys by five. She received formal training at none other than the Juilliard School of New York, where she won a classical music scholarship at age eight. She would blend her classical training with the smooth sounds of jazz, blues, and popular songs, and was a cafe society star by the late 1930s. It would become her signature sound, swinging the classics. Here she is with Rainy Night in G. Take a dive for Scott? We'll tell you at soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive at Syracuse University. I'm Brett Barry.
Open up your heart and ask the Lord to
Wing and a Prayer with Jesus is Standing Here. And before that, we heard the Holy Spirit Song by Children of the Day here on the Ancient Peace Archive, featuring New Age spiritual and Christian music from the Jesus People era and beyond. I'm DJ Frederick. I'd love to hear your feedback. Please email your comments and feedback to frederick@christiannewage.com. That's Frederick, FREDERICK, @christiannewage.com.
Exploring Science in the Sea. If you look at a map of Australia, it looks like a giant has taken a bite out of its southern flank. A gentle indentation curves across almost the entire continent. And coincidentally enough, it's known as the Great Australian Bite. In this case, though, bite is spelled B-I-G-H-T. The name comes from a nautical term for a curved section of rope or string. Similar bites are found around the world, including the Atlantic and Pacific coasts of the United States. A bite is defined as a long, shallow bend or indentation in the coastline. It's not as dramatic as a bay, so it often doesn't look like a special feature, just the gentle curve of the coastline itself. There are two major bites in the United States. One is the Southern California Bite. It stretches from well north of Los Angeles down past San Diego, about 400 miles in all. It's home to almost 500 species of fish, plus hundreds of species of mammals, shellfish, seabirds, and other creatures. On the East Coast, there's the New York Bite. It stretches from the New Jersey coast to the western tip of Long Island. Its bottom is shallow, so it acts as a sort of funnel for storm-driven water, bringing major storm surges. The biggest bite in the world is the one in Australia. Like the one in California, it's home to an amazing diversity of marine life, including right whales, sea lions, and great white sharks. In fact, much of the bite is a marine reserve, protecting the bite out of the Australian coastline. For the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas, I'm Holly Brawley.
If we give him our lives, he will lead us down the road to eternity. And through the gates of love and our souls will be filled with the love that he brings, and all we need to do is to let him in.
Oh, Jesus, come and be our Savior. Oh, Jesus, come and be our guide.
Thank you.
soon he will come to this land. And when he does, he'll bring us the truth. And those that are ready, if I seek the sun, I'm gonna get burned again. Reality is not that easy
goodbye on. I listen to the angels, tell the colors of the sunrise and the morning bells. I'm amused and well. I'm amused and well. Ultimate reality is a song, and all the words I've learned to sing along. Sunshine wraps around it and around me and around reality. Suffering, Lord, take a hold on my day. Suffering, Lord, take a hold on my whole reality. Make a man of me. If I run, the sunlight's gonna go out again. Nighttime's not that easy to escape from. I listen to the angels tell the colors of the sunrise and the morning bells. I'm confused. Confused, but well. The children play at being ways I am, and all I want's to be like them. Sunshine wraps around them and around me and around reality. Suffering, Lord, take a hold on my ways. Suffering, Lord, take a hold on my whole reality. Make a man of me. Suffering, Lord, take a hold on my soul, brother. Lord, take a hold on my whole reality. Make me what you see. I listen to the angels tell the colors of the sunrise and the morning bells. I could lose, but well, I would win as well.
Wherever shine.
Let it shine.
Let it shine.
Let it shine. Let it shine. The love of Christ Jesus is shining on you.
Let it shine.
Let it shine.
Let it shine.
Let it shine.
Didn't it seem an awful
Ron Moore with Wellington Tang. Before that, Windrush, W-Y-N-D-R-U-S-H, from 1972, Let It Shine. Foley and Kavanaugh before that with Listen to the Angels. Blessed Hope before that with Never Knew the Day, and we started off with the Calvary Chapel, Jesus is All That We Need. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Ancient Peace Archive. Music for your spiritual journey from New Age, spiritual, and Christian traditions, and mostly focused on the Jesus People era.
Thank you.
pilgrims, strangers in this land, seeking solid ground, a place on which to stand. Veil of countless tears will pass away. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, is slain, sent to free the spirits in the dark domain. Rising up with Him to meet the day. Touches me to ease my sorrow.
He Lives by Selah from the Maranatha 2 compilation LP. Before that, we heard Bruce Cockburn again from In the Falling Dark, song called Little Seahorse. We started off with David Habeck from his LP, The Circle Meets Itself Each Time Around. We heard a beautiful song called Dancing in a Sunstream. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Ancient Peace Archive. And it's my least listened to program, so I'd love to hear your feedback. My email is frederick@christiannewage.com. That's frederick@christiannewage.com.
This is Bird Note. A listener recently wrote us. Years ago, some of the birds at my feeder were the rufous-sided towhee, Oregon junco, and red-shafted flicker. But I can't find them in my current field guides. They're gone, and so are the marsh hawk and sparrow hawk. Well, the listener's right. Some of these long familiar bird names have passed into history. The study of birds, like any science, remains a work in progress. New findings about birds' DNA or other attributes bring changes in classification of species, which often result in new names. Take the rufous-sided towhee, found across North America. Differences between its western and eastern forms, plumage, songs, genetics, brought an official split into two distinct species, the spotted towhee in the west. The eastern towhee in the east. The red-shafted flicker, on the other hand, was lumped with the yellow-shafted flicker because so many hybrids were found. Now they all fly from tree to tree as the northern flicker. But where have the marsh hawk and sparrow hawk gone? Check your field guide for the northern harrier and the American kestrel. Learn more at birdnote.org.
And that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Ancient Peace Archive. I'm DJ Frederick, playing music for your spiritual journey. Thank you for listening and wishing you many blessings.